Halfway Home. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
The yeas are 66, the nays are 27, and the bill, as amended, is passed.
Well, I'm very pleased that the Senate acted in a bipartisan spirit to approve the Agriculture Reform, Food, and Jobs Act.
We're really pleased with the bipartisan support on the Senate side in passing a farm bill.
Passage of a new farm bill by the U.S. Senate has the farm community excited that the House of Representatives will soon follow suit and that the president will sign the legislation, and our country's farmers can go on about their business of farming. Tennessee Farm Bureau President Lacey Upchurch says more than anything, the Farm Bill is about protecting our national security.
You know, I think most people really take for granted food production in this country and how fortunate and how blessed we are to have a tremendous food supply and agriculture production in this country. And this Farm Bill actually is a food security bill, in my opinion, that makes sure that we can produce our food domestically and not get too dependent on other foreign countries where we know little about their agriculture. And I think we're a lot better off depending on our farm people to produce those products.
Well, there's still a ways to go before the bill can be finalized, but Upchurch and many in the farming community feel better about its chances with the recent Senate approval. And while the Senate and House versions are different, they both save taxpayers a lot of money and yet keep a safety net under our most important industry.
I think this Senate bill is $27 billion in savings, and actually because they're kind of changing the framework and the design and doing away with direct payments to farmers and actually putting more emphasis on an insurance-type program, a safety net, because we're constantly dealing with weather issues and other issues that just provide a lot of uncertainty in agriculture.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.